Attacked by a black bear. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Marvin Jennings and his uncle were hunting black bears northeast of Boise, Idaho recently, and apparently Jennings' uncle shot a black bear while it was feeding on bait that they had set out. The shot only wounded the bear. Thinking that the bear was dead, Jennings went to check on it, but when he got close, the bear aroused very aggressively and attacked. The two kept rolling down a hill and the bear was biting his arm and his leg. Jennings was able to get to a pistol and shoot the bear in the head. His uncle also shot when he could safely hit the bear and not his nephew. Jennings was airlifted to a nearby hospital without life-threatening injuries. But in retrospect, could there have been another way? Talking with Saber Technology CEO David Nance, maybe yes. Bear spray.
There's physiological effects and psychological effects. The physiological effects are the restriction of deep lung breathing, that respiratory irritation they feel from the hot pepper. That's going to cause mucus discharge. It's also going to significantly burn their eyes, and that's going to cause their eyes to close. Then those psychological effects kick in, the fear and the anxiety, the panic. That's why you see bears rubbing their head into the ground. And because they're scared, they escape. They leave you alone. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that found that firearms are effective about 50% of the time, whereas Outside Magazine found pepper spray to be effective up to 98% of the time. Very safe, very effective, and it does not injure the environment, the bear, and will keep you safe while enjoying bear country.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.